This is From Loss to Hope with your host, Jackie Stubblefield. I walk alongside you who have lost loved ones, health, and home to a place of hope and joy as we study and trust in the truth of God's Word. This is episode 27, 5 Bible Characters Who Suffered with Depression. The meaning of depression. A lot of times we feel very much alone when we're depressed. But we do realize that there are a lot of people that have suffered with depression, and you're not alone. Depression is a universal malady that affects many people. The Dictionary of Bible Themes says that depression is a deep sense of despondency, discouragement, and sadness, often linked with a sense of personal lack of power and a loss of meaning and enthusiasm for life. Many biblical characters show evidence of such behavior, which originates in a number of different ways. Now, we're going to be discussing 5 different Bible characters who suffered with depression. Number 1, Elijah suffered with depression. We see 1 Kings 19:4. Elijah was afraid and he ran for his life. When he came to Beersheba in Judah, he left his servant there while he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness. He came to a broom bush, sat down under it, and prayed that he might die. "I have had enough, Lord," he said. "Take my life. I am no better than my ancestors." Now, Elijah is in distress and he's running from Jezebel, who had promised to kill him. And he's so depressed to the point of wanting to die. And he's talking to the Lord about this. Now, why he decided that God wouldn't protect him as he did before is very confusing if you're familiar with the passage. Because of all the miracles God had performed before this, he succumbed, like most of us do, to being weak physically and in spirit. Twice the Lord sent angels to refresh him, and then he was able to carry on. So we see that sometimes how we are feeling physically can contribute to depression. Number 2, Job is overwhelmed by depression. Well, we all are familiar with Job and what he went through. In Job 30:16-19, "And now my life ebbs away. Days of suffering grip me. Night pierces my bones. My gnawing pain never rests. In his great power, God becomes like clothing to me. He binds me like the neck of my garment. He throws me into the mud, and I am reduced to dust and ashes." Whoa. That's a pretty dismal look at God, isn't it? Well, Job had many reasons to be depressed. He lost his children, his possessions, his health, and he did not understand why the Lord had allowed this to happen to him. His life was one of staying close to the Lord and his will. It didn't help Job's state of mind either to have 3 friends tell him it was all his fault. At the end of Job, God speaks and educates Job in what he's capable of. Job is humbled, and his reason for vindication ceases. He knows that God loves him in spite of the trials, and he blesses Job twice as much as he had before. Number 3, David suffered with depression. Psalm 13:1-2. "How long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and day after day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me?" How long? Does that sound familiar to you? It does to me. In these 2 verses, David says it's 4 times, creating emphasis. David loses his patience with God because he's not received an answer. He is relying on his feelings and not what he knows from the past. I can relate. Who would not want relief from those circumstances of pain? David's asking for God to remove the problem so that the pain will go away. God's not ready to do that, and David is not resting in the Lord as he waits. He's not allowing God to help him in his pain. In the course of Psalm 13, David remembers how God is there for him. His attitude becomes one of trust and praise. He remarks that God has been good to him. Psalm 13:6, "But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing the Lord's praise, for he has been good to me." We see David, as he talks to the Lord brings him to the fact that he is there to help him in whatever is going on in his life. Number four, Jeremiah is often depressed. We see in Lamentations 3:19-23, "I remember my afflictions and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall. I well remember them, and my soul is downcast with me. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we're not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." Jeremiah had a tough job of being God's prophet to the rebellious nation of Israel. During the reign of King Josiah, Jehoiakim, and Zedekiah. And it was a lonely one. And Jeremiah is often referred to as the weeping prophet. Because according to gotquestions.org, the often gloomy nature of his message and the grief he expressed for his people contributed to his depression. He still could praise God, though, in spite of his suffering. Mourning for Israel finally came to an end, and Jeremiah was able to deliver hope to his people. God promised Israel their people would return later from their exile in Babylon to their home. Number five, Naomi. Remember in our quick lesson about Naomi and Ruth, Naomi goes back home, and her friends naturally refer to her as Naomi, but she says, "Don't call me Naomi, call me Mara, because the Almighty has made my life very bitter. I went away full, but the Lord has brought me back empty. Why call me Naomi? The Lord has afflicted me. The Almighty has brought misfortune upon me." Remember, Naomi had left Bethlehem with her family during a drought to go to the country of Moab, and they lived there for 10 years. During that time, she not only lost her husband, but her two sons. Coming back to Bethlehem, she was now without her family. Imagine her heart, her grief, and her loneliness. But the Lord blessed her with an amazing daughter-in-law who chose to return with her. I mean, she gave up everything to go back with Naomi. Through this relationship with Ruth, she becomes a very blessed woman. Ruth marries Boaz and has a son. This greatly improves Naomi's quality of life, helping her to overcome her depression. We see five Bible characters who suffered with depression, but they won with God. The Lord brought these five people back from depression. They all began blaming God for their situations, but knew deep down that he was there to help them. He did not always answer immediately, but chose the best time for everyone involved. At times, when they seemed to be disconnected with God, they weren't really. In their misery, they needed to express their feelings to their Father. They were faltering at that moment because of their emotions. And as they began to allow God's peace to overcome their depression, they revived. These are all good lessons for all of us when we forget our source of peace. These examples show that depression is common to the human condition, but we do not have to remain there. If you have a prayer request, please leave a comment at jackiestubblefield.com/comment. Please remember to subscribe to From Lost to Hope to receive notification of the next podcast.